So we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, chapter 13, the ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Rath Yatra. This is the first verse. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. So, there's no purport to this particular verse, but I've set off at the beginning of this chapter, and we'll be reading from purports as we go through. So, Omigantim irandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sahajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Vaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Lord Jagannath is the Lord of the universe, and this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival is the most auspicious thing in the universe. And Lord Jagannath, he has very intimate pastimes with his devotees, and especially with the damsel of Rajbhumi, the gopis. This is the most elevated relationship. And on this day, the Supreme Lord, he goes on the streets of the most fallen cities in the world. One of them is London. And he displays these pastimes, and everybody becomes amazed. Who's that on the cart? What are these people doing dancing like this? So nobody actually understands exactly what's happening. And maybe many people in Jagannath Puri, the original home of the festival, maybe a lot don't know what's happening either. But this is a very attractive festival. And it's a chance for Lord Jagannath to preach to thousands and thousands of people. That's why Srila Prabhupada started this particular festival. He didn't have it in the very beginning, but quite soon after he started the movement, it was Malati Mataji. She was one of his early disciples, and she was shopping in San Francisco in one Eastern Trinklets, is that what they call it? Eastern Trinklets place where, you know, they bring things from the Far East, from the Middle East, and they sell them to the general public in the West. And she saw these in the, just as before you go out of the door, there was like a container with all these different dolls in. And so she picked the black one out. And she thought, maybe I'll ask Swamiji what this is. And both Shama Sundara and herself went to see Prabhupada in his room. And she dropped it in, you know, Prabhupada's hand. She says, "What is this, Prabhupada?" And Prabhupada looked and immediately put the doll down on the table, and he paid his obeisances. He says, "Down, down." So they didn't know what was happening. this little doll, 3 inches high, and all of a sudden, you know, they bring it to the spiritual master, and he's... So then he explained, this is Lord Jagannath has come, this is the Lord of the universe. This is very auspicious. And so he said to Shyama Sundar at that time, he said, can anybody carve? Have we got any carpenters? And Shyama Sundar said, yeah, I'm a carpenter. He said, well, I want you to get a 3-foot deity of Lord Jagannath carved. And then by a certain time, we'll hold the Rath Yatra festival in the streets of San Francisco. And he told Malati to go and fetch. Was there any other dolls in that container? He said, actually, there was. There was one yellowish colour, and there's one white. And so he said, go and get them immediately. So then Malati went and purchased Subhadra and Lord Balaram. And so from that time on, the Rath Yatra has been going on for ever since. Every year in different parts of the world, there's a festival where everybody has an opportunity to meet Lord Jagannath. So, actually, there's a lot of philosophical points in this pastime, a lot of preaching points. You know, Lord Jagannath's preaching to everybody, and when we read Chaitanya Chaitamrita, we get an understanding of what Rath Yatra is. It begins with early in the morning, Lord Chaitanya, he takes bath, he rises early before the sun shines, and his devotees with him take bath. And then by the mercy of King Prataparudra, actually he's the superintendent, he's the one who looks after Lord Jagannath, he's responsible. He gave his permission that they could see Lord Jagannath. And so they went to see Lord Jagannath being put on the cart, on the Rath cart. He was brought from the Jagannath temple. And they still do it today. They carry the Lord with ropes. And they tie a silk rope, very strong rope, around Lord Jagannath's waist. And then they start to... They call them daitas. Daitas are very powerful pujaris. And they carry the Lord from the temple to the Rath cart. And what they just one a little bit of a time. They have cushions called tulis all the way up to the Rath cart, and they take it from one tuli to another. And have you seen this on the video where Lord Jagannath's going like that as they bring him out? Yeah? This is what he's doing, one tuli to another. And they're really struggling under the weight. So sometimes these toolies, they explode. And there's all, you know, cotton wool floating in there. So much weight is put on them. And in front of this is King Prataparudra. First part of the great plan is sweeping the road in front of Lord Jagannath. And when Lord Chaitanya sees this, he goes, oh, a king sweeping. This is very nice. He becomes very attracted. And he was encouraged to do this by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. You know, previously, before the Rath Yatra, the king had asked to see Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, being a renunciant, at that time they were very strict. He said, no, I can't see a king. You know, a black spot on a white sheet is very, very prominent. He said, if I do something like that, I'll be criticized. And so, but Lord Nityananda asked him a few times, and he kept refusing. And eventually, Brahmananda Roy, who'd seen Lord Chaitanya in South India, he retired. He was asked by Lord Chaitanya to retire. And Maharaj Prataparudra was his, what do they call it? He was his supervisor. He was the governor of Madras. He was looking after the Madras precinct for Lord for the King Pratibharudra. And he asked the king, I'd like to just spend my time with Lord Chaitanya. He asked me to, and the king immediately gave his benediction, oh, you are very fortunate. Yes, and he gave him full salary. He said, but one thing, he said, you know, I'm not so fortunate. I'm a king and I can't see the Lord. Can you help me? And so, you know, Ramananda Roy, he was a diplomat in his post as the, you know, the governor of Madras, he has to be diplomatic. And so he started diplomatically dealing with Lord Chaitanya. Every time he had an opportunity, he would glorify the king in front of the Lord. And slowly but surely, Lord Chaitanya started to become very much inclined. His heart started to soften. And meanwhile, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was also trying to help the king. And he told him, you know, that this first part of the heart softening of the Lord is to sweep in front of the cart. He would have done it anyway, but anyway, this. And then later on, we'll hear how Lord Chaitanya reciprocated with the king, in even though he was a pound, shillings, and pence man, administrator. Another part about this is that just before this ceremony, there's a two-week period before Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple. And it's Anvasara, they call it. It's when 2 weeks before Lord Jagannath takes a snana yatra, he takes a bath. And sometimes if we don't get dried properly when we take a bath, we get what? We get a cold. And so Lord Jagannath got a cold. And so he had to stay, he had to retire from the temple worship for some time. And he was in the association of the goddess of fortune. And the two types of daitas, the servants of Lord Jagannath, are there's the basic daitas. They used to serve Lord Jagannath before he came into the Jagannath temple, when he was known as Nila Madhava. They're the original servants. And the other ones are the Daitapatis. They're the Daitas, they're from a Sabara race of pig farmers. They buy and sell pigs. And the Daitapatis, they're from the Brahmin class. And they're the ones who look after Lord Jagannath in an ongoing way in the temple. And they were giving Lord Jagannath an infusion to help his herbal infusion to help him with his cold in the form of fruit juices for this two-week period. Then after 2 weeks, Lord Jagannath became cured, and that was the time when they brought him out of the temple. So a little bit of history there. So when they put Lord Jagannath on the cart, then Lord Chaitanya, in the spiritual world, is there a hierarchy? Do we have authorities in the spiritual world? Yeah, we do, because Lord Chaitanya, he was telling everybody what to do in the festival. Nobody was just doing what they wanted. All his associates, anyway, and he started to organize them. First of all, he organized them to four groups. And then he changed his mind, he organized them to seven groups. And so they had seven different kirtan parties around the Rath Court. There was one at the back, there was two on each side, and four at the front. And in each group he had one lead singer, and then he'd nominate a dancer. He nominated Haridas Thakur. He was one of the older end of the spectrum of his devotees, but he told Haridas Thakur to dance. Advaita Acharya, he told him to dance. So Lord Chaitanya, you know, this age is not a concern when we engage in kirtan. You know, it's a different energy working. I remember when I went to Chaitanya College, the first big kirtan I'd been in. There were three temples came together and we had a huge festival. And all of a sudden the lead singer started singing, and all of a sudden I felt my feet just rise off the floor. And I was going wrong with everybody else. I didn't even want to do it. So this... So this is the, you know, the power of association, chanting the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya was making a point, you know, these are all the devotees, but they're going to lead the dancing. Then he put Vrakrishvara Pandit, he could dance for 72 hours in another kirtan, and then he had five singers who responded to the lead singer. You can imagine what it's like at Jagannath Puri. There's millions of people. And you know what it's like in the temple when you're trying to give class, when there's a lot of Indians in the class, and they're coming in. It's like jabber, jabber, jabber. You know, it's very difficult. And so you can imagine Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to make the point that his five responded so that everybody knows to follow their lead. And so the dancing took place, and let me have a look. Yes, so seven parties. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya, he would dance in the different parties. And sometimes he would dance on his own. Sometimes he wouldn't dance. But when he was in each party, just like in the Ras dance, it said that, Krishna was at the side of every gopi. He says, so all the different kirtan parties saw, we've got Lord Chaitanya in our party. They couldn't see that he was in actually every party. But actually, this is the mercy of, this is the benefit of doing a little bit of menial service. You know, Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with King Pataparudra that he bestowed a little of special mercy on him. Both himself and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they could understand that what was happening. They could see Lord Chaitanya in every kirtan party. And they could also understand the reciprocation between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. That, you know, Parashya Shakti Vividaiva Surate Svabhi Balakriyacha. You know, the Lord's energy is one, but it becomes multifarious. And he was controlling the whole Rath Yatra. He was both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. They could understand this by the Lord's mercy. So this is our philosophy, is that, you know, we cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by our erudition, by our position in the temple, or our position in external position in devotional service. You know, here we had a king, and because he actually did a menial service, Lord Chaitanya was extremely pleased. You can imagine, you know, put yourself in the position of a king. Would you be very submissive? Very difficult. In fact, Narada Muni, all the way through the Srimad Bhagavatam, he's constantly going this way and going that way to preach to kings. King Prachina Barishat, he didn't preach to him directly. He knew that what's in the way when you're a king. Big false ego, isn't it? When you've got a big position, tendency is there's more false ego. But, you know, somehow or other, King Prataparudra was very, very advanced. He was humble. And so by that token of service, he got so much benediction from the Lord. Even the Lord's, you know, intimate devotees couldn't see what was happening. But, you know, King Prataparudra could see everything and understand it by the Lord's mercy. So when the Rath started, when Lord Chaitanya was dancing, sometimes he would... Lord Chaitanya set off the singing. He was the one who started singing to enliven everybody. And then when the others started leading, he started dancing in each group. And then he was in each group, and sometimes he would dance himself. And he said at that time, all the groups would come together. They wouldn't be separate. And he would form a circle around himself of devotees. Have you seen the picture of Jagannath Rath Yatra in Puri? It's like there's a sea of people. So he put one ring of devotees around him, headed by Nityananda Prabhu. Then next, I think it was Raghunandan, the next ring of devotees was around. And then another ring that was headed by Maharaj Prataparudra. So there was three rings of devotees holding everybody back while Lord Chaitanya was dancing. Actually, during that time, King Prataprabhu became very attracted to the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. And with him being a king, he had a bodyguard, Harichandan. And Harichandan was in front of him, and he was clearing the way. You've seen that happen sometimes when there's an important personality. And he came to Srivas Thakur, was, you know, absorbed in watching Lord Chaitanya dance. He was in the outer ring. And then he felt this push on the shoulder. And and then he felt another tap on the shoulder and a little bit of a shove. So, he was too absorbed to actually take notice. Then another tap, stronger, and another shove. And he turned around and went, "Bop." And he slapped Harichandan on the face. Welcome to the spiritual world. And Harichandan, he was going to, reciprocate. Well, not reciprocate, but he was going to, say something. And King Prataprabhu said, just a minute, said, you are very fortunate. I'm not as fortunate as you. You've just been graced by the hand of Srivas Thakur. And so things went on. Then at some point, Lord Chaitanya, he started to, present the mood of Rath Yatra. He started to pray to Lord Jagannath. And we'll just read a little bit from the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. And these are very famous verses. We say this verse every time we offer prasadam. Namo Brahmanyaya Deva Gobramanya Hitaya Cha Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Anybody recognize that? So this is speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya. Let me offer my respectful obeisance unto Lord Krishna, who is a worshipful deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of the cows and Brahmins, and who is always beneficial to the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisance to the Personality of Godhead, known as Krishna and Govinda. Anyway, there are other verses. And one of them is that, this is when Lord Chaitanya gives a famous verse that I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Shudra, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Brahmachari, I'm not a Grihastha. He goes through all the 8 different Varna and Ashrams of the Varna Ashram system. He says, I'm Gopi Bhattu Kamalaya Das Dasanodas. This is my real position. I'm servant of the servant of the servant. And so Lord Chaitanya is setting the mood of Jagannath Rath Yatra that we're all actually, we can forget our material situation. We're servants of Krishna, that's all. And then later on, Lord Chaitanya starts to invoke other prayers to the Supreme Lord. He starts to pray in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So I'll just read this part as well also. When Lord Chaitanya was dancing, by the way, he says that there were ecstatic symptoms on his body. Sometimes when he was dancing, he'd start to, there'd be, sweat coming from his pores. And there'd be blood in the sweat. He'd be oozing from his pores. And sometimes he would have hair standing on end. And sometimes he would try to, call out to Jagannath, Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga. He couldn't get the words out. He was feeling so much ecstasy. And so we might see that today at Rath Yatra. Doubtful, because this is actually called Mahabhav. This is only Lord Chaitanya, who's the form of Lord of Srimati Radharani. He's showing the symptoms of Mahabhav. Sometimes he'd roll on the floor. Sometimes he'd fall on the ground and the devotees would pick him up. So all these ecstatic symptoms were being simulated. Tears would come out of his eyes like syringes and drowned everybody in close vicinity. So these are very unusual. It would definitely make people think, you know, what's happening? So Lord Chaitanya was preaching. And so the next set of prayers, he started to show the reciprocation between Lord Jagannath and himself, which is more or less Lord Jagannath is Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So thus there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. So that's what's happening sometimes at Rath Yatra. We'll find the car stops and the devotees are carrying on. Then we look round and we stop and they come back. So Lord Chaitanya is attracting the devotees back. And then it starts up again. Like this. And so then the Lord, he quotes one very famous verse. This is the mood of, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. Same fragrance of malati flowers are there. And the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet still my mind is not happy. Here I'm eager to go back to the place on the bank of the Reva under the Vitasi tree. That is my desire. Then later on he prays that what that identity is, who's speaking. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke thus to Lord Jagannath. You are the same Krishna and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you will please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. So this is the purpose of the Rath Yatra, is that Krishna, he left the gopis to go to Mathura, to the wrestling match of Kamsa. But he didn't return. And so the gopis were always feeling separation from the Supreme Lord. Actually, they never felt separation in one respect, in that there was the... what do you call it? Parikriya. They were feeling service in separation. What's the service in separation? Vipralamba and the Sambhog. So they were feeling this separation. And because of that separation, it's explained that when we feel separate from somebody very intensely, we actually have that person's association, don't we? Yeah? We can't get them out of the mind, so we're actually associating with them. So they never actually lost Krishna's association. But anyway, Krishna went to Mathura, and then eventually he left Mathura due to being harassed by Jarasandha. Externally, anyway. He went to Dwarka. And the mood of the queens of Dwarka are... Anyway, we'll come back to that. And so from Dwarka, then there was an eclipse. And so at that time, people would travel to go to a holy dharm to take shelter. And eclipse is a very inauspicious thing. And so Lord Krishna and his entourage went to Astinapur. And so the gopis understood that he was going, and so they went to Astinapur from Vrindavan with and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan met Krishna. And the gopis, they tried to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. They all gathered round his chariot and they started pulling the reins. And so Rath Yatra is actually emanating, it's also, what's the word? They're it's giving the, doing the same thing when they pull from Hyde Park Corner to Trafalgar Square. The same thing's going off, but obviously, externally it's not the same. But the same internal feeling is there between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. And so therefore, when he's offering these prayers, he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And so this conversation went on, and then Lord Krishna started to answer. I'll just find the verse. After hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very much perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Srimati Radharani as follows. And he offers prayers to, you know, glorifying the mood of Srimati Radharani, that, you know, I can't really repay your love. It's so, I am indebted to you. I'm always thinking about you. He's pacifying him in that way. And then he says one nice prayer which is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which epitomizes the good fortune of everybody who meets Lord Jagannath. This verse is, my bhaktir hi bhutanam amritat vaya kalpate dishya yat asin mat sneho bhavatinam mat arpanaha. So this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.82.44. And it says that anyone who renders devotional some service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead immediately gets the facility to go back to Godhead just by rendering that service. But it's talking to the gopis in a different way. It says, but by your good fortune, you have developed a special relationship with me. And that was the mood that the gopis had. They were completely surrendered, and their service was more pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so this is what Lord Chaitanya brought. One of the reasons he appeared, to bring, you know, that service of in the mood of the gopis. And everybody now who takes to this process of devotional service, following in the wake of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada and the predecessors, then they have an opportunity to serve in this mood. And that mood is emphasized through this Sankirtan movement. You know, once one of... I heard this. I never actually read it. Maybe you can tell me if you've read it. But one of Prabhupada's disciples was saying to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, it's so difficult to preach. And Prabhupada said, in a stern voice, did I say it would be easy? Did I say it would be easy? I think we can all appreciate that. It's not easy. And so that service of giving Krishna consciousness to others is what really pleases Krishna. And that's what, you know, we're actually a preaching movement. The mood of other Vaishnav Sampradayas and even other mats, which are, they're not the same. And so we should always remember that we have a legacy to Srila Prabhupada. We've been given the highest gift in the whole of creation. And therefore we should give that gift to others. And today we have a great opportunity to enthusiastically engage in this hearing and chanting at Rath Yatra and enliven other people. People are very much, you know, attracted when they see people who are actually enlivened in life and they're enjoying life. And they're thinking, that's what I've been looking for. And I've not found it yet. Maybe these Hare Krishnas have got something. It's the beginning of this devotional life. They see Lord Jagannath on the Rath cart. They see the devotees dancing. It's very auspicious for them. Yes, so here, this is the mood of the reciprocation between Srimati Radharani and Krishna, and also Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. So I was told, actually, that we should have started at 7:30 and finished at 8:30. But then the kirtan went on 7:45, so I assumed it was an ordinary Sunday program. Does anybody know? No. Okay, I'll carry on a bit longer, then we can stop and we can take prasadam. Okay? We'll just carry on to the end of this particular chapter. He says that everybody who saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead dancing became imbued with pure love of Godhead. When Lord Chaitanya went to South India, the same thing. He would just look at somebody and while he was chanting, and then they become so infused that they were on the same platform. They were dancing in ecstasy, chanting the holy name. He says, then those devotees would go to their village and they'd convince others about the process of devotional service by their association. So this is the Sankirtan movement. You just have to go and look at somebody, is that right? Anyway, maybe they were not as powerful of Lord Chaitanya, but the same principles there. We've become contacted with the process, and we have some potency now. We're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we're following the process, so we become imbued with some spiritual potency. Yes, Rupa Damodar, he started this reciprocation between the Lord and Lord Jagannath because Lord asked Rupa Damodar to start singing, and Rupa Damodar is a very close associate of Srimati Radharani, and therefore he could understand the mind of Lord. He would sing according to the Lord's mood, and the Lord would be very enlivened by that and carry on dancing. So just one last pastime before we close it's in relation to Maharaj Prataparudra. Maharaj Prataparudra, he was in front of the Rathcart, and usually when Lord Chaitanya danced, then all his associates or a certain amount of his associates would dance with him and protect him from falling or pick him up when he did fall. And at this particular time, there was no associates there, and Lord Chaitanya fell straight in front of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he got hold of him and he picked him up. And then when Lord Chaitanya understood who it was, he became really angry, and he ran away. And at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was at the side of Maharaj Prataparudra, and he said, "Don't worry, King." He said that he's just externally showing that he's actually very pleased with you. That's why he actually fell in front of you, so you could have his darshan. He says, later he'll give you all his mercy. So I don't think we have time for that now. Maybe. Anyway, this is important, actually. Very, very important. So anyway, as things went on, they eventually came to some gardens and Balagandhi. And so the Rathcart stopped there. This is where the devotees took a rest. And this is where they had prasadam ready. And everybody came and they were all offering their own prasadam to Lord Jagannath. Some of them were, hundreds of yards away, but they were offering their offering. There were so many people. And so Lord Chaitanya, he retired to the garden, which had been prepared for him by the devotees. And so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to the king, "Now's your chance." He says, "Go in there and massage his feet." And Lord Chaitanya just flopped on a raised dais, and he was completely exhausted. And Maharaj Prataparudra, dressed as an ordinary person, ordinary dhotiyan, came in and he started massaging the Lord's feet very expertly, it says. And then he started chanting from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the Gopi Gita, about the Gopi's relationship with the Supreme Lord. And this, you know, Lord Chaitanya was so enlivened by this, he started saying, go on chanting, chant more, chant more. And as he went through the verses, he came to the ninth verse, Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam, kaviriritam kalmasarpanam, shravanamangalam srimadajatam, bhuvi grinantiye bhuri dajana. So this is talking about what the gopis said to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, when Lord Krishna left them. And they were making these prayers in separation. And they were saying, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those undergoing material existence. These narrations come down through great sages. And they actually give people real life. They give them a chance to take up devotional service. Therefore, one who does this, they're the most munificent people. And so when Lord, and I say, what's the nature of Lord's words? Bhagavad Gita. What's the description of his activities? Srimad Bhagavatam. And so we're practically experiencing that. And so he said to Maharaj Pratiparudra at that time that when he recited this verse, he just couldn't withhold himself. He got up and he embraced Maharaj Pratiparudra and the Prabhupada in the port. He gave him all his mercy. He said he didn't even know who it was. But because he was reciting that verse and he understood the purpose, he gave him all his mercy. And so that's our benediction, that, you know, who are we? Where were we before we came to devotional service? But yet, somehow or other, you know, we got Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And because, you know, Maharaj Pratiparudra was explaining this point through this verse of giving everybody a chance to take up devotional service through hearing about Krishna, through his words and through his pastimes, then they become very most munificent people. So a great meaning to this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. The Rath cart carried on afterwards, and there are more pastimes. But we'll stop there, and we'll let everybody take prasadam. Does anybody want to ask any questions before we do? Or... Okay, we'll stop there then. Grantaraj Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.